Today's reading is in Matthew chapter 10, starting in verse 34. Matthew 10, verse 34. Do not think that I have come to bring peace to the earth. I have not come to bring peace, but a sword. For I have come to set a man against his father, and a daughter against her mother, and a daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. And a person's enemies will be those of his own household. Whoever loves father or mother more than me is not worthy of me. And whoever loves son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me. And whoever does not take his cross and follow me is not worthy of me. Whoever finds his life will lose it. Whoever loses his life for my sake will find it. Whoever receives you receives me, and whoever receives me receives him who sent me. The one who receives a prophet because he is a prophet will receive a prophet's reward, and the one who receives a righteous person because he is a righteous person will receive a righteous person's reward. And whoever gives one of these little ones even a cup of cold water because he is a disciple, truly I say to you, he will by no means lose his reward. In our two previous readings, Jesus has been preparing his disciples to send them out, and he's told them that there's going to be conflict, there's going to be rejection, and there's going to be a need to continue to preach despite the fact that that rejection and persecution would come. In verse 16, he said, I am sending you out as a sheep in the midst of wolves. Then verse 17, beware of men. Verse 19, they will deliver you over, but don't be anxious about what you are to speak or what you are to say, for what you are to say will be given you in that hour. And so he's talked about all this conflict that they were going to encounter during the limited commission to a limited extent, but certainly when they begin preaching the gospel after his ascension. In verse 26, he said, have no fear of them. And so verse 34, he says, do not think I have come to bring peace to the earth. I have not come to bring peace, but a sword. So this conflict is going to intensify. It's going to intensify to the point that he says families will be divided. There is this indication that some tough choices will have to be made along the way. Choices that the world says, why would you choose your faith over your family? But Jesus, in a roundabout way, at least the way that I read it, he's reversing that. Why would you choose your family over your faith? And I know that family means a lot. And I know that we value our family to a great extent. Some people more than others. Some people didn't have, you know, great families to begin with, so maybe it's not as big of a problem for them. But when Jesus tells them, I have come to set a man against his father, a daughter against her mother, a daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law, this division within the family, families were a big deal to the Jews. They really were. They were taught that heritage, bloodline, family responsibility, those things were utmost. But Jesus says you have to make a higher decision. There are more important things to consider than just the family. And so that's why he says that we have to love him more than we would love that family so that we can make the right choice. I think Jesus is being very real with his disciples. He's telling them in no uncertain terms what it's going to be like to be a disciple and an apostle, to be one who would go out and proclaim the message of Jesus. He says, there's going to be this conflict. Don't be surprised. It's not that Jesus was bringing violence. When he says that, do not think that I have come to bring peace to the earth. I have not come to bring peace, but a sword. He's not saying I'm going to come and inflict violence on people. He's talking about conflict in general. Families at odds, nations at odds. And Jesus is going to demand priority over everything else. Our faith in Jesus is more important than our family, and it's more important than our national heritage. It has to be first. And not everybody is going to accept that. Not everyone is going to accept the call of Jesus Christ. And because of that, yes, families might be split, and that might be so divisive that families can't be families anymore. They can't interact with each other the way that they used to. So there's a line in the sand that's going to be drawn. And there'll be some that walk over the line and choose faith in Jesus. And there's others that won't cross that line. And they'll stay where they are. And they'll end up being lost. And who's that the hardest on? Well, it's the hardest on the person of faith. The person that crossed that line and says, I'm going to believe in Jesus. It's hardest on them because they love at that higher level that God teaches us. And they understand responsibility, but priority had to come first. So for these people, their lives are going to be turned upside down. And he says, if you're not interested in this, and if you're not willing to pay that kind of a cost, then you're not worthy. You're not worthy at all. Now he's not talking about the value of a person. He's not saying that one person's soul is less valuable than another. He's saying you would be unwilling to make the hard choice. And because you're unwilling to make that hard choice, you wouldn't be in that fellowship relationship with the Father. He's calling them then to make hard choices even when the repercussions are difficult. To tear down the idols in our life that take the place that Jesus deserves to be in our hearts, the number one place. We can't allow anything else to be more important than Jesus. And that's something for us to think about today. Is Jesus the most important in my life? Consider that, answer it, and if the answer is no, then do something about it. Make some changes. Thank you for listening. Please continue in prayer that God may be with us all.